Thank you for joining us for season 4, Sire Bond. This season, we will be discovering and exploring together the masculine and feminine characteristics within queer relationships in contrast to cisgender heteronormative relationships. So get buckled in. There's going to be a lot of controversial topics. Trust me. All right, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to get some blowback or pushback on this. So right now I want to get into that space or the relationship dynamic of two trans people, specifically a trans man and a trans woman. I want to discuss the intercourse, sexual relations between the two, and specifically on the trans man being a bottom and a trans woman being a top. So, in a queer community, I know we try to be as far removed or within proximity to all things heteronormative, all things Christian-based, all things, you know, vanilla, basic, right? We divert to more or of our deviant sexual urges and needs, things like that. Not everyone, some, but it is generally supported, congratulated, accepted, right? So there's that. So I have noticed, it's the best way I can explain it, that when this particular dynamic or switch of roles happen, there is bound to be some sort of disconnect in a relationship. Unless, hear me out, unless the trans man has claimed the position of feminine and the trans woman has claimed the position of masculine. Okay. Without triggering anyone, it's a trigger warning. A lot of the things that I am going to say is going to be of heteronormative language. And let's see, assumptive language based on heteronormative things. So if a trans man tends to default to their feminine energy and a trans woman default to their masculine energy, but publicly, socially, within the world, present themselves as a trans man being masculine and a trans woman being feminine, there is going to be issues. Here's why. You cannot have interchangeable feminine and masculine dynamics. You cannot, to be successful in your relationship. It has to be defined roles consistently. And it has to be agreed upon, acknowledged, noted, boundaries set. When those boundaries are crossed, when those expectations are not set, just all hell breaks loose. Here's why. One of the main things is about the sexual position, right? A lot of power, a lot of trust, a lot of vulnerability, a lot of understanding that person tends to come in intimate situations such as intercourse or sex. So if, let's just say hypothetically, the trans man is masculine and a trans woman is feminine, and the trans woman who is feminine tops or dominates the trans man who is masculine as a bottom or a submissive, it's over. The masculine individual has lost their position within that relationship. They are now doing of a feminine or submissive role because they are being topped and dominated. Yes, I know, controversial, but understand what I am saying. When a feminine energy is being feminine and submissive, and a masculine energy is being dominant in a leader, that is for a well-balanced, healthy, and happy relationship. When those boundaries are crossed or those needs or desires aren't met, it is tended to be a power struggle. It is tended to be a lot of disrespect within the relationship. There is tended to be a lot of questioning and insecurity that can live within that relationship, not having those defined roles, not understanding your place, You tend to possibly believe one or the other is cheating if there's any shift of energies. Okay, if at some time the person is not with you and they're not connecting with you or contacting you the way they may have in the past or when you guys got together, now there is this immediate investigation of, you know, is this person for me? Is this relationship for me? Are they doing right by me? Are they disrespecting me by having other people? Are they spreading themselves so thin that they can't even give me the attention that I have expected or had internal conversation with myself but didn't share with them? So if you got lost in any of that, you may be going through something similar, okay? So you are losing your position within a relationship as the masculine entity to your feminine entity because that feminine entity is now being masculine and you are submitting and being feminine. So a lot of things can happen. You can have very quick attachment issues, clingy, needy issues, and it can be disguised or wrapped or packaged as love. You're not in love. You're just love deprived. And you're needy because you're not holding your particular position that allows you to have that power, that understanding, that trust and stability that is not attractive to that feminine energy. And I don't want you. Stand to that. When they lose that attraction, whether they love you or they have some type of attachment to you, when they lose that attraction, they're gone. Let them leave. Let it go. Just let it go, bro. So that's a couple steps to go through that. Let me know your thoughts, your comments. I accept all feedback, whether I agree or disagree. I want to know your thoughts. Why not? We all have opinions like our buttholes, right? So just go ahead and give them to me. But let me know how you feel about that dynamic, specifically with trans for trans. And if you want to mix it up a bit, let me know about two trans masculine or two trans males, two trans women. Yeah, let's get into it. Haven't even got into the non-binary, gender non-conforming, or even intersex. Haven't even got into that. But let's just start there with that specific dynamic, that singular, you know, that vein, that streak, that path. I just want to know, what do you guys think?